Welcome to everyone joining us today for our worship service here in St John's. If you're listening for the first time since lockdown, I hope you will enjoy our time of sharing and worshipping our Lord. Our intimations. Following the recent instructions by the government placing us in level 4, we will be restricted to a maximum of 20 persons within the premises on the 27th of December, the 3rd and the 10th of January. We await what further restrictions will be introduced after these dates. It is important that if you wish to attend any of the services at this time, that you pre-book your seat. The free will offering and gifted envelopes for next year have now been delivered. If you wish to uptake or discontinue this facility, or change to standing order with your bank, please get in touch with me ASAP. Anyone who has filled envelopes and been unable to attend a service can have them uplifted. If you contact any office bearer, we can arrange a suitable time for them to be uplifted. The Tuesday Connect. This grew out of the Tuesday Small Bible Study for our mutual encouragement and a way to keep in touch. It offers a short reflection and an opportunity to share news or request prayers, posted out by text message every Tuesday morning. Only Joy Fraser and Yvonne Young have access to all the participating numbers to protect confidentiality. If you would like to participate, get in touch with either of them or use the link on our church webpage. These are all our intimations. May you keep safe and enjoy our worship today.
A warm welcome to our Sunday service at St. John's. Hope you had a peaceful and safe Christmas celebration. Whether you are worshipping online or in person, thank you for joining us today. Today is the first Sunday after Christmas and the Sunday before New Year's Day. Today, we will hear a portion of the Christmas story that we do not hear as often as the rest. Beginning from the worship of the shepherds and the naming of the child, Jesus, we will hear what happened when, in accordance with the law of God, Mary and Joseph presented Jesus at the temple. As we prepare our minds for worship, let us listen to the words of Psalm number 148. Psalm number 148, verses 1 to 4. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the highest above. Praise Him, all His angels. Praise Him, all His heavenly hosts. Praise Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all you shining stars. Praise Him, you highest heavens, and you waters above the skies. Amen. And now we'll join together to sing our first hymn of praise, hymn number 324, Angels from the Realms of Glory, hymn number 324. Let us bow our heads together in prayers. Almighty God, your name is worthy to be praised and adored. We give all praises to your name for making it possible for us to see the last Sunday of the year 2020. You have shown us through all our experiences of this year why you are God and why we need to put our trust in you. We offer thanks to you for friends and family who have stood by us along the way. We give thanks for your protection, provision, and guidance. In your Son, Jesus Christ, you have shown us the fullness of your love, mercy, and grace. Emmanuel, you came to live among us, and you proudly claim us all to be part of your family. But we confess that we are so often reluctant to welcome and accept the same people you count as sisters and brothers. Forgive us, Lord, and lead us into the new year to live as a people pleasing unto you, and who bring praise and glory unto your name. As we hear and reflect on your word this day, help us to respond with believing hearts and to put our faith into practice. Be with us in this time of worship and tune our hearts to your amazing love for us. We offer these prayers in the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us when we pray to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Our first Bible reading is written in the book of Isaiah, chapter 61, reading from verses 10 to 11, and Isaiah, chapter 62, verses 1 to 3. Hear the word of the Lord. I delight greatly in the Lord. My soul rejoices in my God. For he has clothed me with garments of salvation and arrayed me in a robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom adorns his head like a priest, and as a bride adorns herself with jewels. For as the soil makes the young plant come up, and a garden causes seeds to grow, so the Sovereign Lord will make righteousness and praise spring up before all nations. Zion's new name. For Zion's sake I will not keep silent. For Jerusalem's sake I will not remain quiet till her vindication shines out like the dawn, her salvation like a blazing torch. The nations will see your vindication, and all kings your glory. You will be called by a new name that the mouth of the Lord will bestow. You will be a crown of splendour in the Lord's hand, a royal diadem in the hand of your God. Our second Bible reading is written in the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 2, reading verses 22 to 40. Jesus presented in the temple. Hear the word of the Lord. When the time came for the purification rites required by the law of Moses, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. The child's father and mother marvelled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed. And a sword will pierce your soul too. There was also a prophet Anna, the daughter of Penuel of the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. When Joseph and Mary had done everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was on him. The Lord bless to us the reading of his holy word, and to him be praise and glory, now and forevermore. Amen.
And now we'll sing hymn number 309, Still the Night, Holy the Night, hymn number 309. Let us pray. O Lord, may you speak in this place, in the coming of our minds and the longing of our hearts, by the words of my lips and in the meditation of our hearts. Amen. We have just come through the seasons of Advent and Christmas. Whatever shape Christmas may have taken this year, we are thankful to God who has consistently worked with us through the rough ways of the year. As we look at 2020, we think of a year that has brought COVID-19, lockdown, isolation, devastating consequences for livelihoods, families and nations, mental and physical health. As we lament over all the losses we may have experienced in this year, we should also remember and give thanks for the mutual support we have received from friends and family and for the discovery of our sins. This is also a time to look forward to 2021, which may bring hope for more vaccines and treatment. It will bring Brexit and Scottish parliamentary elections, and may bring the Olympics and the Climate Change Conference, organized by the Conference of the Parties, COP26. Many crises beyond coronavirus also need our urgent attention, including the refugee disaster, habitat destruction and species extinction, racism, and climate change. As with every year, this year and next will also include important events in people's lives. In the preceding verses of our New Testament reading, Jesus is born, the shepherds come to visit in obedience to the angels. Mary and Joseph named the baby Jesus, just as Angel Gabriel told them to do. They gave him the name Savior, for through him, God will redeem his people. Further in our reading today, Mary and Joseph are in the temple in Jerusalem to give the required thanksgiving offerings. There they ran into two persons in the temple, Simeon, a man who had been told that he would not die until he saw the consolation of Israel, and Anna, a widow, who stayed close to the temple and served God through fasting and praying. They both blessed God and they shied and spoke over him to Mary and Joseph and to the temple crowd. The word of God concerning what had occurred and was occurring and would occur through the life of the baby Jesus, Emmanuel. To fully grasp the consolation of Israel, we have to look to Isaiah chapter 61. This was the passage that Jesus opened his preaching ministry with. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, to bring good news to the oppressed, bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the brokenhearted, and release to the prisoners. Isaiah was trumpeting the end of Babylonian exile and restoration of Israel. That, of course, took place when Cyrus the Persian took over the Babylonian Empire and allowed the exiles to go home under Nehemiah and Ezra. To a limited degree, Isaiah's prophecy had come to pass. But in the intertestamental period, these prophecies were interpreted as pointing to and fuller fulfillment, the advent of the Messianic age, in which God will rule and make all things right. Starting at verse 10 of our reading in Isaiah, Isaiah describes what it will be like to live in that Messianic age. I delight greatly in the Lord. My soul rejoices in my God, for he has clothed me with garments of salvation, and arrayed me in a robe of his righteousness, as a bridegroom adorns his head like a priest, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. This is the consolation of Israel that Simeon looked for, the experience of living in the Messianic age. Taking Jesus in his arms and speaking through the Spirit, Simeon proclaimed that the Messianic age will include Gentiles in the kingdom of Israel. Good news for you and I. Like the prophet Isaiah, both Simeon and Anna were speaking of hope, the kind of hope that keeps us going, even in the dark. Another year is coming to an end. In the next few days, we shall begin to say Happy New Year. In saying this, we wish others and ourselves good fortune, good health, and happiness. Let us greet and walk into the year of our Lord 2021 together with the same confidence that Simeon and Anna displayed. Yes, we will have our challenges, but as the prophet Isaiah puts it, the nations will see your vindication and all kings your glory. You will be called by a new name that the mouth of the Lord will bestow. You will be called by a new name. We will be called by a new name. What a great blessing. As we journey into the year ahead, let us be assured that the presence of God is with us every day, at the special and extraordinary moments, and also in the familiar and the routine moments. May we diligently look to God, trusting that He is guiding us to His purpose. Amen.
Good morning. This morning's piece might seem like a rather inappropriate choice for this point in time. I'm playing It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas, just after Christmas has passed. Going around the shops in the last couple of weeks, they are, of course, less busy and less full of angry, frustrated and harassed shoppers. There was a spirit of goodwill and gratitude. If COVID-19 has done anything for us, it is that it has made us appreciate the things in our lives that we most value. This is especially so at Christmas time, as we struggle to adjust to the restrictions placed on us. As the Advent candles of hope, love, joy and peace burn, this year there is more peace, more love. Perhaps some of the joy has been lost, but of course the birth of Jesus Christ brings with it hope. If Christmas is the time of peace and goodwill to all men, then this year it certainly is beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
And our prayers of intercession. Loving God, we come before you now in humility, bringing out prayers for others and ourselves. As we approach the end of a year like no other in our experience, we remember those who have endured hardship, loneliness, loss of a partner, family member or friend during the last year. Despite the prospect of continuing challenges, we give thanks for your constancy in times of trial, when we can bring our needs, our thoughts and fears, knowing that our prayers are heard. Celebrating the birth of your Son at this time provides a reminder of new birth and the promise of a new way of life for those who come to faith, accepting Jesus as Lord and Saviour. Help us to be conduits of the hope, light and life which are part of that experience. We pray that we might live in expectation of a fairer world, where the poor, the weak and the vulnerable are recognised and listened to, that action will follow to address the wrongs experienced by so many, refugees, victims of war and victims of greed and selfishness. We pray for our nation, our governments and all who serve our communities in various ways. Bring strength to cope with the extraordinary demands, and we ask for peace in the midst of taxing and stressful situations. We pray for our world, that COVID vaccination programs will be rolled out efficiently and fairly to all peoples and not just the richer nations. We pray for climate justice, for action to protect our planet, showing respect for the natural world. God of power and grace, help us with the aid of your Spirit to be willing agents in bringing a message of love and salvation to a suffering world, as we look forward to health and wholeness in the coming year. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Aunt, for taking our reading today. And thank you, Glenn, for leading us in our intercessory prayers. Our thanks go to Fiona, who continues to enrich our worship with her gift of music. Thank you, friends and family at St. John's, for your steadfastness, for your deep sense of commitment, for your prayers and support through what has been a difficult year for all of us. May we stay strong, unmovable, and be assured that because Jesus lives, we can face tomorrow. Because Jesus lives, all fear is gone. We know that He holds the future, and life is worth living because Jesus lives. And now we take our closing hymn, hymn number 301, 301, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Hymn number 301.
Thank you.
Go into your week and into the new year, confident of God's strong arms around you, and rest in God's unfailing love every moment of the day and night. And the blessing of God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit go with you and with all those you are given to love, this day, into 2021 and always.
Amen.